There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Draft like no other, wine like no other. Play free during the PGA Tour with the Meiomi Dare to Play Unrivaled Golf Series and a 5-free contest to take your shot at a share of $25,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Meiomi now to join the action. Meiomi, flavor forward. 21 only, terms and conditions apply. DraftKings.com for details.
All right, pal. Big night tonight in the NBA. Game one.
Good fun.
Celtics Heat. We also get the draft lottery tonight.
Yeah, this is big.
I'm always a fan of this. I don't like the way they run it on TV because it takes 26 minutes to get the actual announcement, and it's a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks.
Sure. Shenanigans, too. Even the T-Wolves GM at the time, David Kahn, said, interesting way of how things work out, where there's always a good story.
Yep.
10 years in a row, the Wolves couldn't improve their position. From 1966 to 1984, they did it with a coin flip. If you lost the coin flip, you were number two. If you won, number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many people were in the room? I mean, how? Number one, how ridiculous, and then it certainly opens the door to shenanigans.
Well, we
flipped a coin. When'd you do that? Wasn't on TV. Well, we did it, 3 o'clock Eastern time. We just flipped a coin. Knicks won.
How about this, though? I mean, they've been doing the ping pong balls for 40 years now, basically. You can't put that on TV?
Yeah, they don't show it.
Is it? Do they
come out with the stupid envelopes.
Yeah, do they like the curiosity around that? The mystery? Oh.
Is that Ernst & Young, too? About the
same as the Oscars? Whatever. La La Land? That's what tonight feels like once in a while.
How many people are in the room for that when they do the ping pong balls?
Two people? Yeah. That's pretty much it? Yeah,
that's bizarre.
So here you go.
That should be shown live.
Yeah, there's no reason it's not, really. The team... Now, again, I think I've heard some people over the last couple of days suggest that the Rockets have the best odds. Because if you read any of the mock draft stuff, it's always Houston going number one. No, there are three teams with 14% chance tonight to get the number one pick overall. That's the Rockets, Magic, and the Pistons. It drops to 12.5 to the Thunder, then 10.5 to the Pacers, and it goes on below that. But we'll find out tonight who is going to get the number one overall pick in the draft. The odds are up at DraftKings. Jabari Smith is now even money.
Big move on him. Chet was the favorite for a while.
Well, again, shop around here, too, because I did see Chet Holmgren yesterday at plus 180. At DK, he's plus 120. And now Paulo Banchero is dropping. He was 2-1 as of yesterday at DKIC plus 380 on him. Jaden Ivey from Purdue was 50-1. Shaden Sharp, Kentucky, 75-1. And then it goes down below that. I took a flyer about a month or so ago on Jaden Ivey to go number one at 40-1 overall. And you can actually find better than that here in Las Vegas in this jurisdiction. He is 40-1. I will tell you that this to me feels a little bit like what I said after I bet Derek Stingley at 100-1 to go third to the Texans. I said I would not recommend betting it. I don't think it's going to cash. With this, I would say it might be worth a flyer. I still don't expect it to cash, but I will give you this. NBADraft.net has been mocking Jaden Ivey number one overall since like at least the middle or late part of April.
Mm.
Kyle Boone with CBS Sports. I listened to a podcast with him yesterday. He said, for what it's worth, he has Jaden Ivey number one on his big board, and he also added that at least one team has Ivey number one on their big board as well. So you don't know how these ping pong balls are going to drop. If it does come up to where that team does have Ivey number one on their big board, he could pop and then go number one overall. And by the way, I would add this, me personally talking, when you watch Ivey play, I mean, his athleticism jumps off the page. I mean, he's clearly the most athletic player on the court pretty much whenever he plays, right? And he's 19 years old, I believe. Jumps out of the gym. His three-point shot is good. It will get better. He's got at least decent to above-average ball handling ability. This kid, when I watch him play, it's Anthony Edwards. It's Ja Morant. It's super explosive. And with that style of basketball, I know Holmgren's going to be a major talking point. A lot of people are going to say he's got to go number one overall. He's 195 pounds. He's 7'1", 195 pounds. You want to take that, or do you want to take a guy that could be Ja Morant?
Uh-huh.
I think Jaden Ivey translates to the NBA in a couple of years. We could be looking back and saying, wait, this guy went number four overall. Are you kidding me?
Two things. Did you see the movie Lucky Numbers with Travolta?
I did. It's good.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
But the scandal, they fixed it. Right. The Pennsylvania scandal with that shenanigans. And OKC as the Clippers pick. So that, two shots at this now.
Yeah.
This could happen.
That's
right. All those picks. I mean, it just, go back and look at those trades and about how many picks they have. It doesn't end. It's a long list of all these picks that they have.
It's one right after another, year after year after year.
So there could be a surprise. It happened when Zion went to the Pelicans. So we didn't see it in the NHL with Montreal getting the number one pick, but we'll see if there's a big shakeup tonight with the NBA.
Yep. Every single year, teams do make mistakes, and there are some obvious ones.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about Darko going ahead of Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade, and Steph Curry going seven after the T-Wolves took 2 point guards at number five and number
what
six.
What happened there? I mean, the guy couldn't play at all.
He wasn't even close.
No. Remember, Larry Brown buried him on the bench, and then he would put him in. He's like hitting the side of the backboard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, evidently there was the secret workout with the Pistons blew everybody away, and that's when they said, shut it down, we're taking him number two overall. Like, that was enough.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
I only heard that once. Jerry West and the Kobe Bryant.
Evidently Darko was Kobe 2.0. By the way, that same year in 2009, Hasim Tabeet went number two.
Oh, no.
James Harden went number three.
Tabeet was in the D League.
After one year, I believe.
Yeah.
We could spend an entire segment talking about the Kings. In fact, we may have in recent years. But in 2011, they took Jimmer Fredette 10th in a draft day trade with the Bucks. Klay Thompson went number 11 overall.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Kawhi Leonard went 15th overall. You think teams like to have that one back? By the way, he went to Indy. They traded him to the Spurs.
Yeah, bad move. It was he worked hardcore on his shot.
He couldn't shoot at San Diego State.
No, he couldn't. He struggled, yeah. But once he became a good shooter, he worked on it in the summer.
I'll give you a couple more on this. Mistakes in the lottery. In 2012, the Kings took Thomas Robinson 5th from Kansas. Damian Lillard went 6th overall. What would the NBA look like today in 2014 had the Bucks not drafted Jabari Parker 2nd overall? You know who went 3rd?
In 14? No.
Joel Embiid. And that was 2014. The Bucks drafted Giannis 15th the year before.
Why are we taking guys out of Duke? I mean,
how many
successful pros do we have from Duke?
I've heard several people now say this about Banchero. He's a can't-miss pro.
I've heard that on all these guys.
How can you make that comment?
No.
You can't. I don't care that he went to Duke. You can't make that comment about essentially any player. Can't miss. Come on, we've been doing this for a while
now. Well, the history with Duke players.
Oh, the Duke.
It's appalling.
Of course, yes. There are several players in this sport going back 50, whatever. I'll say 20, 25, 30 years where you've said.
Go off the top of your head right now. Bagley, Leitner.
Elton Brand, Shane Battier.
Barry.
They were nice players.
Yeah.
They were not close to what they were supposed to be.
Where did Trajan Langdon go? Was he high?
Oh, he was lottery.
Redick was a role player. It took him a while to get going.
Yeah, fine.
Once we saw how big the three-point shot came into the play.
How about Luol Deng?
Yeah.
Chris Duhon.
Oh, my God.
Wherever he went in the draft. Oh, the list we could...
Boozer?
Well, Boozer was pretty good for a minute there. He was pretty good. Yeah. Several players on that that went to Duke, for sure.
Where'd Cherokee go? There's another one.
I don't recall. By the way, another thing is, you can find guys, like, go back, if you, and I look at this every single year, you can find guys who slip to like 27, 28, or 35. Hell, even in the four, Jokic went 41 overall. Draymond Green went 35th. You can find guys every single year that eventually go late second round.
Dunleavy, another one.
Yep.
I mean, could I get a superstar?
I know Jay Williams was injured.
Well, he would have been a good pro.
To me, when I watched Jay Williams play at Duke, that's one guy where I said, this guy, how is he not unbelievable in the NBA?
Yeah.
The accident probably, you know.
Oh, that was it.
That was it for him then, yeah. Yeah.
God. Ridiculous.
It's
all these guys never stink. Ending. Most of them stink. Can't even I can't even get a couple good years out of them.
Sheldon Williams.
Oh, another one.
These are going to keep coming to mind the entire day now that we're talking about it. I keep hearing that about Banchero. I like the idea of Holmgren working in the NBA. How can you say Chet Holmgren's a can't-miss player in this league? That big, but that tiny? He's an awesome rim protector. He's going to be able to shoot the ball, has good ball-handling skills. I don't know. He's got to put on a ton of weight. Although I do agree with the podcast I was listening to yesterday with Kyle Boone and Gary Parrish.
Okay.
They said they don't care that Holmgren can't defend Joel Embiid down low. They brought up a good point. Who can defend him? Nobody can. You know, we're afraid to take Holmgren because he can't defend Greek Freak. Well, who can?
Yeah.
The Celtics as a team can with four different guys, but as one individual player, you can't.
Well, can you put on muscle and add some weight, though, too?
Yeah, that's
easier said than done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing. Bulk up. I mean, he's a stick.
He really is.
I mean, that's cause for concern, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's tonight, right before the tip-off. 8:30 tip-off, by the way, tonight. 8:30 Eastern time.
Get ready tomorrow, 6:05.
Yeah. Well, and 8:30 will be 8:47 tonight, too.
Justice Winslow, another one.
Another one, yeah.
Very good, Winslow. Yep.
Oh, he was awesome the year that they won the title, 2015. Tyus Jones turned out to be pretty good this year with Memphis. Role player.
Yeah, role player.
Backup.
How many of these guys are first-round picks, can't play a lick?
Or never lived up to the potential they had
That's true.
Coming out of high school or coming out of Duke. Yeah. Up next, two NHL games on the board tonight with props. Vasilevsky was phenomenal against Toronto. If you think that continues tonight, there are some juicy numbers on some Panthers team props. Very strong creativity. With some of these derivatives. We will run those down for you coming up next year and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Second round starts tonight. Bet Rivers has a special offer through the entire NHL playoffs. Throughout the playoffs, place three same game parlays of $10 or more on each round. You receive a $10 free bet at the conclusion of each round. It's the betting hat trick. Go to the site for details. Create your ideal combo with same-game parlays on the app or at BetRivers.com. Over 350 different ways to bet each game tonight. They have shots on goal, too.
Oh, I love it.
Total shots on goal in the game. Players, awesome job.
Can I give you this on that prop, then? In that market, email here, ftm@vsin.com. Thank you to Jared Docking, who put me on this a while back, and he updated it back on May 4th with Jonathan Huberdeau for the Panthers. At that time, he had gone over in 31 of his last 36 home game shots on goal, 2.5. But the cat was out of the bag because it was typically 110.
Oh.
People were betting it, and it kept going over. It's $1.50 today, but I believe the updated number on Huberdeau at home is 32 out of the last 37, 32 out of the last 38. He's gone over 2.5 shots on goal.
Wow, beautiful. That was that was McDavid in home games, too. People used to send that in.
Mm-hmm.
At that, Florida's $1.50 tonight, total of 7.
Total of 7?
Yep. Series price, $1.60. How about this? Will a team get shut out 10-1? Will both teams score 2 goals? Yes, $3. Man.
Well, I noticed that with the in the derivatives that you can find on this, the Panthers' goals on their own. So if you think you can bet basically individual teams that get shut out. So Vasilevsky stood on his head and it was a brick wall the entire time. Well, for the most of that Toronto series. If you think he'll shut out the Panthers tonight, under a half a goal is 20-1. Can he pitch one tonight against this juggernaut on offense? Under 1.5 goals, plus 550.
Really?
Like a 3-1 game for Tampa Bay?
Yeah, well, Eddie Olczyk talked about it yesterday. No point. Most goals, last 5 playoffs, point. And he's out, and Cooper said he's day-to-day after that. So we'll see when he comes back. Bet Rivers also has the house special. Tampa's now 8-1 to three-peat. Think about that. The Islanders in the early 80s went to 5 straight cups, won 4 of them. Gretzky got them in the last one. Crazy. But this here's what I like here. I did bet Tampa because I think of the mismatch in goal. But they played last year, and Tampa got them in 6. Florida can come in loosey-goosey. They exercised the demons. They hadn't won a playoff series in 26 years. So they didn't play well. Coach called them out when they were down 2-1. 0-18 on the power play. Still 1-6 games. Yeah. Come from the Cardiac Kids. 29 comeback wins this year. Awesome in-play team the whole year. But all those teams, you go back and look at the worst power plays all time in the playoffs, they all lost in the round.
Yeah.
Except these guys. And they 1-6. That shows you how dangerous they are and potent. That they're 0-18 on the power play, yet they still beat Washington. I'm concerned about Bobrovsky. Certainly Vasilevsky the best, especially if you get in the clinching scenario. As we touched on yesterday, he's won his last six and he has five shutouts. Yeah, shame on him. He gave him one up against the Leafs. But you also have the bounce back angle where they've won 18 in a row now. Vasilevsky coming off a loss in the playoffs. Yep. So that's something to look at if they lose this one. But
I will say
it's a tough series.
Yeah,
it's tough. But I took the plus price with Tampa.
I mean, clearly Florida had all they could handle in that series against Washington.
Oh, they were this close to going down 3-1.
Well, I mean, one could argue the Capitals absolutely should have either forced a game seven or won the series potentially in six games. That's how good the Capitals were and how strong they were in that matchup against that team. I mean, hell, they led pretty much every single game. So, did you bet the game or the series?
Series.
The series.
The series.
Okay. Can I give you this real quick?
Call for people in South Florida. How about the schedule? You got that? You got this and the heat at the same time. So, I guess sunrise from South. It's 40 miles, 40 minutes away, I guess.
And what are we talking here? About a 90-minute difference between when the puck drops and opening tip?
Come on. What are they doing? Same time? Tampa plays Florida, and then you got the heat playing tonight, same time?
What would you prefer? You want the Western Conference Finals first tonight in the NBA?
Yeah, flip it. Shouldn't this be tomorrow?
The Heat-Celtics?
You can put Carolina Rangers tonight.
Oh, they'll go that way instead.
You could do that, right?
Yeah. Let me give you this from Daniel Negreanu, right? Professional poker player.
Oh, very good. Very good. Always awesome in the NHL picks. He did very well in the first round. His only losers in the series, he took the big plus price on Dallas and Washington. He didn't think Dallas would win, but he thought the price was too high.
Right.
Yeah.
So first round, he was 5-2, plus 3.57 units. Round two, some of these prices here. He bet Edmonton plus 170. Is that available anywhere right now?
I saw Calgary 210.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He has the Rangers plus 180 against Carolina.
Yeah. But you read his rationale and analysis. I don't think some of the prices are just too high. He's got to play it on principle.
Sure.
Impossible to win all four, but he'd like to go 2-2 and get a profit here.
He has the Blues at plus 329 and Tampa Bay at plus 140. I'll search this morning. I did not see a plus 140 here in Las Vegas, but if I find a plus 140, I will piggyback that one. I think that would be a good... The point injury has me concerned.
Yeah, it should.
But plus 140 is... That would be a very juicy price.
What do you think? Pressure's off, though? You think I got something? I mean, they're very good.
Oh, of course they are.
122 points. I mean, this is so dangerous. Down 3-0. What was it, game five? They're down 3-0. And the next thing you know, bam, bam, bam.
Could you see this, though? Again, with this offense and how good they were throughout the entire regular season, if they can't, what if they're getting a ton of shots on goal against Vasilevsky and they just can't get one by him?
That's possible.
You could see the frustration start to boil over at that point.
Yep. You know, fix the power play, though, too. Have to do a better job on the power play.
Okay.
And also, how's the penalty kill? Because Tampa's been lethal for years in the playoffs. On the power play. And speaking of lethal on the power play, Colorado is number one so far in the playoffs, 43%. Are we getting carried away here? This got to 420. It's St. Louis here. And I know the Binnington angle. And
I say
they,
yes.
They lose it, but this is, right. I mean, I like the over 5.5 games. They're going to take them out, no problem. And here it is. This is the round, right? And I know there was injuries in the bubble, but the last 3 years, Colorado has lost in this round.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right about the injuries. But they've also still been...
Should have beat Vegas last year.
The better team. Absolutely should have defeated Vegas.
That was a surprise. Right.
And if I recall correctly, wasn't it like a wild scoring series against Dallas? And they couldn't contain them?
I think that was the case. Yeah, they
in the bubble?
Yeah, Grubauer got hurt, though, didn't he? Everyone was hurt, though, for Colorado.
They had a ton of injuries that year. Uh-huh. Yeah, but their power rating is... I can't argue with the power rating, but at some point, you're right. I mean, that's why Negreanu said that number was just too high to pass down, and that's why he grabbed the Blues at plus 329. To your point, do you want to grab the spread then with the Blues?
Yeah, I took it on principle.
Yeah?
Yeah. Colorado and 5 is plus 230. Colorado and 6 is plus 375. The Blues and 6, 10-1. Blues and 7, 10-1.
Yep. And can I give you this on an email that we got yesterday? We both kicked around the idea, why are you playing an NHL game at 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 East Coast time on a Sunday night? That's the second time now in the playoffs they've done that.
Stupid.
So this is from Lloyd Williams, and we are on Sportsnet again all over Canada. And thank you for watching.
The guy on Rogers Sportsnet on the Edmonton game, very good. On the McDavid goal, he was awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
That was very good.
But Lloyd Williams tells us about the broadcast times. This is one area where the rights holders for hockey on Canadian TV dictates to the NHL. The rights holder paid serious coin to that, makes sense, and insists on the current broadcast schedule to maximize ratings in Canada. Canadian TV broadcast rights is the biggest single source of revenue for the NHL. Afternoon hockey delivers dismal TV ratings in Western Canada. Don't know about the East, but I suspect that's the same. Canadian TV demands a primetime game for Eastern Canada and likewise a primetime game for Western Canada. And then I asked him about, is that's even for Sundays? And he said, absolutely it is. An example, Game 3 upcoming Lightning Panther series, a 1:30 Eastern start. The game will be available in Canada only on a smaller regional network. The national network will be airing the game, and that's it. So there's something to this and why Canadian TV dictates it specifically on the weekends as well. So I don't know. I don't live there. I'll take his, I'll trust what he had to say.
Yeah, Sunday, Flames Oilers is at 5 o'clock. They got the triple header. You know, like you said, the 10:30 start. I thought Rangers Penguins should have been at 1 Eastern on Sunday. You got the whole window to yourself.
I know.
Everyone can watch that, and then we watch Boston and Milwaukee.
I would agree.
Game 7.
Yep.
I mean, why
make it a full day. Go back-to-back to back-to-back Game 7s, NBA and the NHL. You can sprinkle them both in.
A shutout in the Colorado game is 8-1. Both teams to score two goals, at least two goals. Yes, minus 240. And the first period in the Florida game is 2 with that total. Goal in the first 10, yes, minus 220.
Oh, my God.
Goal in the first 10.
Did you see, what is Binnington to pitch a shutout tonight? So the Avalanche under half a goal. Did you see that one at all?
I didn't look at that. I didn't even bother. That's astronomical.
That's got to be.
Yeah.
That's your big boy.
You can take 1.5 games with Tampa. That's $1.35. You can take 2.5 with St. Louis. It's $1.35.
The Avalanche to get shut out 25-1 tonight.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. My God. Yeah. Good gravy.
The Blues to get shut out 9-1. Maybe 25-1 should be maybe a little bit higher for Colorado.
I'm going to lay 2.5 games with Carolina. Plus one. It's a tough matchup for the Rangers.
Yep.
Even without Anderson.
Today's a huge show. We have an enormous announcement coming up in 35 minutes. And we'll give you details, a sneak peek on that coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSEN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up in 30 minutes, Paul, this is going to be awesome. Because the owner and CEO of this very sportsbook casino resort, Derek Stevens, is going to be in studio. Mike Palm will join him as well, VSIN host, VP down here. They are going to lay out everything you need to know for this year's Circa Survivor betting contest and Circa Millions with Survivor, like the guarantee. Derek, what's the guarantee? We need to know that. I can't wait. What the Christmas schedule for Survivor?
Week 16.
Absolutely. Any other wrinkles? Any other loops that Derek wants to throw people for that we have not thought of yet?
Love it. I was excited to begin with, and then I like how guests are organized, and they send us the rundown of what they're going to do. We're going to come in. Derek's going to go over Survivor. Mike Palm's going to come in, piggyback him, and do the millions.
Uh-huh.
This is great.
Like how many?
Top-notch operation.
Last year, you were capable of doing 6 signups for Survivor. Will they keep it at 6, right? Can you expect an overlay this year again? Last year, what, the guarantees were 4 and 4 for $8 million total? You know how Derek operates. My guess is he's going to go above and beyond that again this year.
They should go above and beyond if you get the full house, too, by 9 entries, if it's still the case. But
if you get all 9?
Have the big bash at the pool. Get 3 nights free, I think it was, and yeah.
Have you pondered the Survivor yet this year? Attacking it, approaching it, entries.
Yeah, I'm going to get in it.
Getting in?
Yeah. After our buddy in Florida. What was his name again? Billy the Kid? What a character.
Oh, he was awesome. From the Midwest, right?
I think he was from Florida.
Was he? I thought he was from like Nebraska or Kansas or something like that.
Billy the Kid was odd. Well, he lived in Florida.
Okay.
But the hedging, come on. It puts more money on the Chiefs. And it gets the fumble inside the 5-yard line.
He had it set up beautifully,
man.
He was
great, yeah. He was awesome.
Could have won everything.
Yeah.
I was in Survivor last year again. Did not go well. I was I had two
did
entries.
Better than me 2 years ago. I lasted one game. Well, I didn't even get to week two.
I will definitely
Philip Rivers against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I will definitely get into it again this year. The only question is, do I do six? Do I do the full six entries for Survivor? Is that the play? Because I love playing it.
Well,
the problem is then it's so when I got bounced in week two when the Seahawks gave away a 17-point fourth quarter lead or whatever it was, like the first time they've ever given away that lead with Russell Wilson. I lost the game that way to the Titans. I'm like, oh my God. But I was sick and I felt like I need a little bit of help at that point. Like I need to be back in this contest. How do I rebuy?
Yep.
Where's the re-entry?
Yeah.
Do I got to pay $2,000 to get an entry? Because I'll do it.
I think that's the way to go. I mean, you just have to pick the team to win the game. And then millions are so tough. There's so many people in it. Very popular. It's become the contest. Then I'm in it last year, and then we're like top 20 with a month left, 3 weeks left. It's just so hard. And then you can't agree on games. And, you know, the partner carried us. Buddy in New Hampshire did a great job. But this, it's so hard.
The 5 a week is very difficult.
Between injuries and bye weeks, and try to find 5 games a week, and you love ATS.
I would totally agree.
Good luck. Mm-hmm. And you got to hit 70%, 68%, or you get that in a nickel, you get a cup of Jack Squat.
Every single year, multiple entries will hit at a clip where it's like, how do you possibly, first of all, how do they sustain that percentage? And how are you supposed to compete with that?
Then again, if Oscar Goodman can cash a quarterly, there's hope for all of us. Love that guy, lunatic.
The former mayor here of Las Vegas, yeah.
Gotta tell you, Lake Mead, not a bad place to dump a body.
Jesus. I don't know what you're talking about. The mob was never here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he told us. Mob didn't exist, no.
Yeah. You were only their lawyer for, I don't know, 20 years probably?
God.
Okay, so this is great because, again, the NBA announced last week they've added two more awards. I find it great because, again, it's something else that we can bet on, right? Who will win the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference Finals MVP? Well, in the East, here you go with the odds, right? Celtics are favored to win the series. So their best player, Jason Tatum, it makes sense. He's minus 120 to win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Jimmy Butler is 2-1. Then it drops off to Jaylen Brown at 9. Bam's at 12. Smart 30, Horford 35, but look at Tyler Hero tucked in there at 40-1. Again, a significant drop from Butler, well, which makes sense, but Bam Adebayo, who's great, but you go from Bam at 12 to Hero at 40?
I'm going to see what Udoka does. I mean, to me, it's like, if we can contain Butler, wow. I mean, we have a number one defense, but this guy has gone off and been awesome in the playoffs, averaging 28, 7, and 5. I think Udoka could look at it that way. That could open the door for Hero. Where if Miami's going to, I mean, if Miami wins the series, I think Hero's going to play a large role. So I think that's too high. Other than that, it's just, I can't get there with Bam or anyone else. Well, I don't want Smart. I don't want Tatum, $1.20, my God.
Okay, so who was the MVP for the Celtics against the Bucks in that series?
Ooh.
What was it, Tatum? So
Horford changed everything with that performance in Game 5.
I thought Horford...
What game was it? 4.
I thought the way that he went off in that game and the way that he helped defend Giannis,
mm-hmm.
but I think voters would have given it to Tatum. Tatum was very good.
Right. Tatum wasn't getting enough shots.
I agree
Tatum
with that.
Tatum needs more shots, especially when he's hot. Right.
Yeah,
that was support. I mean, Williams was great in Game 7. Horford was awesome in Game 4.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was someone, every Grant, night. I mean, hard to make a case for Smart, too. He's probably not going to play tonight.
Grant Williams is 70-1. See, of the Heat players, I think only those three would make sense, though, right? I can't make a case for Victor Oladipo at 80-1. I don't think that he'll be the reason why the Heat win this series.
At a prop, 10.5 tonight.
I mean, yeah.
Think about that. I mean, they're telling the odds makers say he'll be lucky to get 11 or 12.
Sure, sure.
He's going to go off for that. And in the West... I think you have something here with Dinwiddie.
You can see, here's the thing. Yeah, you can absolutely make a case for somebody down the list on this board, right?
Yeah.
And, well, Luka would be the obvious choice. Hi, Captain Obvious checking in. He's 2-1 if the Mavericks win. But if you want to go down a little bit on the board for the Mavericks and what they figured out after he got hurt and the way that they play now and the three guards, Luka, Brunson, and Dinwiddie, Brunson's 40-1. Dinwiddie has been awesome. Now, look, I mean, it's going to be Luka if they win the series for the most part, but 90-1 on Dinwiddie? I don't know, maybe Luka gets teed up again. Right? Because isn't he at that threshold where he has the 16 technicals? And, I don't know, maybe he has a couple of an off game or two, which is hard to believe at this point. Or maybe, you know, Dinwiddie just goes off and he has 25 every single game. 90-1? I was surprised to see him that high.
Good player. I could see him averaging maybe 23, 24 for the series.
So could I.
That's possible.
Yeah.
It is.
How about the player right below him? Do you want to get nuts with the Warriors? What if Kuminga, because there's a talking point now that he might see a lot of time defensively on Luka.
Right, that could happen.
What if he, it turns out to be, look at this. This rookie comes in. He is just tremendous defensively against Luka. Limits, and if the Warriors win like in five and Luka doesn't do anything and Kuminga is the reason why and he happens to have good games offensively, that could be like Iguodala in the NBA Finals years ago when he got it, when he defended James so well.
Well, he scored, though, too.
He did.
I see what the guy's going to do offensively. Mm. You know, the other thing is, are they going to go big? Are you going to see? Are they going to play Looney and Green at the same time? That's three guys, two guys who can't score.
Well, I mean, David Thorpe was making the point yesterday with us on the show. They're going to have to go more defensive minded, and if that's going to be the case, I mean, look how big Looney was. What was it? A game six? He tracked down a ton of rebounds in that game.
What a story! The Bertans contract, horrible with Washington. Terrible deal. Comes over. I think every shot he's attempted in the playoffs has been a three. There's so many guys. Like, surround Luka with as many shooters as possible. I don't want to see Powell out there, and let's go to work.
The latest example of addition by subtraction with the Mavericks. Got rid of Porzingis. Look at this now.
Yep.
Better without the guy.
Yep. I want to see the full story about what happened last year with Valgaris. Because I know he was anti-Brunson. I think he was anti-Porzingis, too. But exactly what happened there, and who did Donnie Nelson want, and who was who was Valgaris high on?
Yeah.
Who did Cuban like? I guess kind of a frosty relationship with Valgaris and Luka. I don't know.
Mm. I will say that both of these players are 11-1. I would not be betting on Draymond Green 11-1. But you can, if you're going to bet either guy, it would be Klay Thompson.
Well, they're going to leave Green wide open, but he knows he can't shoot. But that's a guy who has irrational confidence. If he knocks a couple down, he's thinking.
I just can't see him. If this is going to be a 6-7 game series, I can't see Draymond consistently going out there and giving you 17 and 12.
Think about this. I bet them 25-1 in the first round.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, the Utah series was going on.
I told you on
that. Imagine what they were about. I think there were some 35. Imagine what that was about a month ago.
Well, imagine.
A month before the playoffs started,
actually,
rather.
What were they when they were down 0-2 to the Suns? I didn't even check.
Yeah. I didn't think to look at it either.
I didn't think to add more. I didn't even look. Yeah.
Yep.
To win the West or to win the NBA Finals.
Good point. I thought it was over. They got killed in all three games.
Yeah,
of
because
these
I thought
game seven.
I thought the Suns were really good.
This guy's something though. I mean, he's a bad man and he knows it.
Oh, he's a yes.
Everyone
he is.
Making the he's had the vodka and the chicken nuggets so they go to work.
Oh
on
yeah.
Him.
I mean, yep.
He's telling you. But that's the other thing though. The Suns ran their mouths in game two.
Yep.
And he remembered.
He is Samuel L. Jackson's wallet in Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
That's who he is. Today's Major League Baseball card up next. Don't look now, but he's been one of the best pitchers in all of baseball to this point.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Derek Stevens in 15 minutes. VSEN spring specials here for only $59. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. Von Tobel on the NBA finals. And if you want the full VSEN experience, daily best bet emails. Every edition of Point Spread Weekly, a must-have. Hootuli's on. Live video stream whenever you want. It costs only $59 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now, VSiN.com/spring.
All right, today's Major League Baseball card. It is a loaded schedule. What do we have, a couple of doubleheaders today?
Yeah, Mets and Cardinals.
Well.
Mets, Cardinals. Who's
D-backs, Dodgers.
I see there's a doubleheader, too.
Yeah, yep.
I got conflicting reports about what they're doing in game one. Is it Mikolas or Mats who they're throwing? But I want to take the Cardinals against the Mets in game one as I don't trust Williams. It's supposed to be Williams in game one, Walker in game two. Mets finally lost a series. Keep an eye on them again. Schedule's getting tough coming up. We'll see how the Mets navigate this.
Oh, we also have White Sox Royals doubleheader today. Cease is scheduled to go. That's, I believe, in game one around 2:10 Eastern time. He's about $1.90 today. His numbers are phenomenal. Yeah. He got lit up last time. But again, that was a bizarre start. He gave up 6 runs to the Yankees. He recorded 12 outs in the start. 11 of them were strikeouts. What? But look at this. His ERA on the year is 3.55. The FIP is better by more than a full run, 2.34. The XFIP is 2.53. So even with a solid ERA, the FIP and the XFIP tells you he's probably going to get even better. 13.74 Ks per nine at this point. Guy blows people away. That's a big number to be laying in game one against the Royals, who stink.
When in doubt, Yankee run line. Cashed again. 7-0 when Severino starts. It's tie-owned today. They're $1.20. You can do better than that on the run line.
20. Oh, you can because, okay.
Yep, 26-9. What?
High is $1.37 here at Circa.
26-9 on the season, 11-3 in May. They have won 7 of 8. Whew, this pitching. Ridiculous how good the pitching's been.
Huh. Remember, out of the gates, Paul, it was a slow start for this team.
Yeah.
And then they turn it around with an 11-game winning streak.
I pounded the under. I go, come on with this pitching staff. They've been unbelievable.
Might win 100 games.
And Nestor, how good that guy's been.
Oh, that guy, I mean,
he back-to-back starts, he had a no-no deep?
Yeah, he's now down to, I think, 14, 15, 16 to 1 range to win the American League Cy Young. He wasn't even on the board when they first posted him. It was right away in April, he was 60. I'm like, oh my God, you're going to post him at 60? Come on, it's been one or two starts.
Uh-huh.
And then he just kept cruising along, and now all of a sudden, okay, he's one of the favorites.
Bat's getting hot, too. So many tough outs in that lineup and guys that can go deep. Going against Watkins today. And now, what's that, 5 straight the Orioles have lost? 6? Got swept in Detroit. Got hammered last night. So that's pretty good fade material, too.
Okay. Are you seeing a number on this Cardinals game with Mikolas going today?
What game's he going, though?
I'm not sure.
I got $1.20 for the Mets in game 2.
In game 2, okay. He has been sneaky, under the radar, one of the very best pitchers in Major League Baseball so far. Now,
it must be Mets in game 2, then.
Okay. Only 6.59 Ks per nine. That is far from great. The BABIP has been low at 244, so he's getting a break there with a batting average of balls in play. The ERA is 1.49, and the FIP 2.96, so a bit higher, but still solid. The XFIP much higher at 3.73. Tells you that he's going to come back to the pack at this point, but so far, so good. I know people are, You want to make a case to get on these guys as soon as possible to win the Cy Young. I don't think I can do it with him because I think eventually he's going to regress. And what do you want to do today in the Angels-Rangers game? Detmer's coming off the no-no. for the Angels. Here at Circa, he's laying $1.26 against Texas on the take back. You get +115 with Hernan and the Rangers.
Love the fade him. Love the fade guys off the no-no. Yep. Tough one yesterday. They're up 3-0 in the first, and Texas gets a six spot. The hell happened there? Right? Game was nuts.
Yeah, but, I would be looking. Yeah.
And over 8.5.
Hearn's numbers are, simply put, not great.
Yeah. What the hell happened in the. Something must have happened in the pool. We got three co-favorites now in the 13-run pool.
I think all three teams have one to
one
cross
to go?
Off now. One to go, and that's it.
Oh, boy. What a sweat. That is awesome.
So, that could end today, or that could go until
a couple weeks, yeah.
June 8th. Who knows?
They all have to get 13 runs?
I'll double-check right
that
now.
That is good. Mm. Yep. Dodgers are $1.95 in the first game of the doubleheader. 9 the total. Mets 125, 8.5. Some of these are true day-night doubleheaders. Game 2, the Mets are $1.20.
Okay, here you go.
And 2:30 in the 7 o'clock game, 7.5 the total.
I have it all updated right now. So the 13-run pool standings, again, for those of you unaware of this, started off on opening day, and every team has to score the exact amount of runs to cross off, right? 0 through 13. So if you get shut out, bam, you cross off 0. So on and so forth. Right now, the Guardians, the Padres, and the Angels only have one score to go. They all have to score exactly 13 runs. The Brewers have to score 13. They also have to score 8. What are the Brewers on the odds pool right now?
They took it down.
Okay, Giants have to score 10 and 11. Twins have to score 11 and 13. And then every other team has to cross off at least 3 more scores on the list.
Who are the three teams again?
Cleveland, San Diego, and the Angels.
They all need 13.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, okay. So San Diego was the team who crossed one off them the other day. Okay.
Do you think a closer can win the Cy Young?
Yes.
They can
Edwin Diaz type year that at Seattle.
Where he,
what he did.
Basically the guy has to save. Do you have to save in the 50s, you think? Or could you be like 48 out of 49?
I'd have to, I think so. Okay. I mean, how many of them won? Yeah. Are you shutting the door time and time again? Are you winning by one run? Are you coming in for 6 out saves, 5 out saves? What's your ERA?
I don't want to jinx this, but the Brewers won a game last night in a fashion that I expected them to win a lot of games. Peralta was awesome. Now, did you see this? His ERA in the first inning, I believe, is above 10, or I think it's 15, actually. Every other inning beyond that is like 1 point something.
Tom Glavine.
Gets out of the first inning, okay. He's great. He had 10 strikeouts last night. But it's 1-0, and then you can hand the ball over to Williams, and then he can go to Hader. Well, Hader struck out all 3. Williams and Hader combined to strike out all 6 guys they faced last night. Hader got another save. He's allowed exactly 0 runs on the year.
Okay.
And we're sitting here, what, at May 17th? What if Josh Hader saves 52 games this year? Let's say he goes 52 out of 53 or 52 out of 54, and his ERA is in the Dennis Eckersley neighborhood the year that he won, the MVP. Like 0.4 or whatever it was.
What are we looking at for odds?
Westgate has 25-1.
Not enough.
William Hill has 75.
Oh, Jesus.
Boyd had 100 as of last night.
Okay.
Would you be interested in 100-1?
Do they run away with a division?
Yes.
How close is it? How many games do you win with that? That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
How important is he? You know, that's a tough call.
Because a closer, it really is. Because and by the way, I think
Lebowski, a lot of ins, a lot of outs.
I think at Circa, I would have to ask the guy who's in charge here, Chris Bennett, of the baseball numbers. I think they opened Hader like 225-1 to win the Cy Young.
You had something that year with Diaz.
Oh, I did, at 500-1. I did.
Because they were winning close games every night.
Yeah, every single night. Yeah.
3-2, 4-3, all that.
And he had 50-plus saves.
Yes.
I
tell you, he's been filthy for the Mets this year.
He has been, right?
He's back.
Especially this year when you have so many starters who have just been phenomenal and they're putting up almost like historical numbers, I don't think a closer can win it. But maybe if we get a livelier ball here beginning like in June, or we are starting to see a little bit now, and that continues where offense picks up, and you know Pablo Lopez at the end of the year doesn't have a 0.8 ERA, and the same thing with a guy like Zach Gallen and others. Maybe. I mean, it the guy has to be absolute nails for 6 months just to be in the discussion to have a chance. But maybe Hader's that guy to do it.
Uh-huh. You on board with Alvarez, most home runs? I'm right there.
Did you bet him?
I got an 18-1. I'm going to put more on it. I think he's going to do this because, you know, the injury's coming to Judge.
So I've said this before. I am a Yordan Alvarez apologist. Have been since day one. I bet him every single year. The best number I can find on him this year before the season started was 20-1. So I passed, and I never got on board. Yeah. I don't have him.
Judge has 12, Alvarez and Buxton 11.
Yeah.
Stanton 10.
I could absolutely see Alvarez winning it.
Yep.
But I think now he's what, below 10-1?
Yeah. The odds makers were telling you something yesterday. Why were the Red Sox favored? Houston's won 12 or 13. Yep. Boston wins.
Yep.
Yep. And they're $1.15 today, too. This is what they opened up at.
All right,
yep.
Up next, this is going to be great. The moment everybody's been waiting for, the CEO and owner of Circa Las Vegas, Derek Stevens, he's going to be in studio here on Follow the Money. He will announce the guarantee for Circa Survivor this year, along with the guaranteed payout, the rules, how many loops he's going to put into the contest this year. You'll find out everything you need to know about Circa Survivor coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.